Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Va'eschanan. Start with a few stories. The first story is about Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, and he was teaching the pasuk of B'chom Odecha, and the Chazal that says B'chom Amoncha, and it came up that one of the great examples of this is you're willing to lose extraordinary amounts of money. So if there's a fire on Shabbos and there's no sakana to anybody else, you know, the din of the Gemara is that you watch the fire to burn down your house. Meaning you can't do anything barring certain exclusions. And that din may have changed today since we live in such condensed quarters with other people and there are other sakanos, but that's the din of the Gemara. So one of the Talmidim listening to Ben Sion discuss this said, yes, but Rebbe, how would you respond? And like, this is a serious thing. Like, what would you do if you had lost this? Like, what would be, you know, with everybody else, what would you do? And Ben Sion Abba Shaul responded, you know what, I'll tell you what I would do. I would dance because I could finally fulfill the mitzvah. So obviously he's holding on a very, very special darga. But like the idea is that, you know, it makes a lot of sense for people to, you know, really give the consideration which needs to be. So next story is a story about the Panovitcher Rav and the Chofetz Chaim. There's actually several different iterations of this story. The first part of the story is quoted often when Chofetz Chaim seemed to have some sort of insight to the future as far as the tzaros that were going to befall Klal Yisrael. And he was talking to the Panovitcher Rav about it, and it was very, very painful for him to go through it. He went through it in detail, and he went through it by Arichus, and they paused for Mincha. And they went back to him, and he said, I have more to tell you, more. He kept going, and eventually he turned from all those tzaros, and he talked about the Geula, and all of a sudden his face became radiant. And he became radiant. And then it's this idea that the Chofetz Chaim's real tzipia liyeshua was very, very, very palpable. This is the man known for packing his bags. So it's just an idea as we kind of come, you know, around this time of year when we're feeling the pain of the galus, perhaps even more heavily, that the galus comes with something else. And that pain comes with also an emunah megula, which should come to behavior in the main last story. It's a story about Rav Yosef Chayin Zonnenfeld, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, a story that happened to him personally. There was a Yid who was suing another Yid in secular court, and it was a lender suing somebody for, you know, just payback of a loan, and he didn't pay back. So Rav Zonnenfeld asked the lender to come to him, and he said, are you allowed to do this? He said, no, but it's a lot of money. I can't ask the Dayanim who just don't have the power. Like, this is gonna drain me out. So Rabbi Zonnenfeld took out the pasuk and he says, he opened it up to Ve'ela Hamishpatim Asher Tasim Livneim Lo Livneyakum. You know, the famous thing, you can't go. And he says that this is a Chil Hashem, and it's almost like a Avodah Zarah. So it's just, and you can't even get kapara on Yom Kippur. It's only by Misa. After this, the lender, the towing in this case, canceled his lawsuit, and instead sent him hazmanah to Beis Din. And this is, you know, a big kiyum of v'chum odecha. Akasha. So in Hey Chavdalet, it says, v'shamanu v'asinu by Har Sinai. But then we have our famous text, which is Nais V'Nishma. So how did that text get changed and inverted both in the tense otherwise? Five Divrei Torah for you. Let's start with an interesting kasha from Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shapiro dealt with the drasha of Ashinantam Levanecha Elu Talmidecha. These are your Talmidim. So the question is, why didn't it just say Vishinantam Talmidecha? And his teretz was, the reason why is because you need to treat, this is talking to the people who are in Harbatzas Torah, that they need to treat their Talmidim like Bonim. Indeed, there's a famous letter from Rav Huttner talking about the same idea, why we call Bnei Yeshiva, why we call them Davka Bonim. Next is B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Modecha. This is basically saying, B'chol Mida, everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Use your Yitzhar, use your money, use your resources, use it all. So this is an interesting comment that you saw in the name of the Altar of Kelm, who said, that this is supposed to take away kind of selfish. He says the word I saw was avas atzmo, because that is against kiyum Torah. Now, the truth is, it must be that there's a different kind of avas atzmo here. There are probably multiple kinds. There's probably a good one and a bad one, because the Alter Slabodka says that we learn in the Pasuk v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, then you need to love yourself, because if you're supposed to love them like yourself, it implies that you need to love yourself. So what I would say is, just, you know, first glance, one is, it just has to be that the condition is, this is something which gets in the way. If it's something in the way, obviously it is antithetical to Torah. And if it's something which enhances and allows you to succeed and thrive, then it is part of the Torah and maybe even a basis for the Torah. So that's the next one. Third one is, es l'rabos talmidei chachamim ve'ahavta eis. So why does it say that? Because, says the altar of Kelm, because this is something that brings you to loving Torah and loving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a gateway drug, as it were. That's the way we should approach talmidei chachamim. B'shivtecha beveisecha, beautiful orchos chaim of the rush that I saw. It says, b'shivtecha beveisecha, it's an idea that you should be learning on the shulchan, meaning to say you should be learning with b'nei beischa. You learn with your family. Meaning to say that there's a separate mitzvah. It's not only Eli Tomidecha, but like this, the idea that there should be learning going on in your house. You know, you should make that like a center point of your household. Meaning, I personally have a shtick that I like having Svarim by my kitchen table so that my kids and my family knows that I am learning. And then if they can get involved, you know, Matovu Monoim. And for my cheshbin for Shabbos, where I try to see how things went, one of the things is, you know, did you learn with the kids? Did you make sure that you did that? So they say about Rav Yochum Lovavitz with Learn Center Rena, with the family, like, it wasn't like to, you know, to overwhelm them with lumdas or anything. It's just to make sure that that's a central point of life. So interesting, deep idea from the altar of Kelm, interested in feedback in this, honestly, because it's just so powerful. He says that everything in life seems to have opposites. You know, it could even be, he doesn't say this, but this is like the Netziv in the Harch of Dover saying about Ezer Konegdo, is that sometimes an opposite can really help you kind of progress in life. So he says, in this instance, we have this idea, Hishamer Pentishkach. So not only do you guard, but you try not to forget. So that plays itself out, saying you need to, you know, kind of have two things kind of working in tandem. Same thing as Olam Haza and Olam Haba, and many others. But he then says the real truth bomb. He says that there is one real connector that makes everything work and not be in sort of some sort of dialectical conflict so much. And he says that's the seichel. This is the chibur. So think about that for a little bit. Human seichel allows us to be able to be Ovdei Hashem, even though we have multiple things working in our lives, maybe even seemingly tugging us in the same direction. It's when to feel, like, for example, the way we said for Avas Atzma. Well, what kind of Avas Atzma is this? What kind of Avas Atzma is that? We need the Seichel. The Seichel is our motor. The Seichel is our glue. And the Seichel is our guide. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give lots of Seichel. We should have the full Geula. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Menachem. Tzion v'Yerushalayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.